Cambridge Radio
with Alex Elbro.
It's just gone 10:30 and it's time to talk to my guest this morning. It's Alison Stockham. It's her fourth book, local author, her fourth book, The Man She Married. And on the front cover it says, "You wake up with no memories. All you know is he is lying." Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, Alison, this is amazing. I started reading it because you very kindly sent me a pre whatever it is copy, sort of. we got there in the end.
Struggled with the Kindle, yes, but we got there.
But I'm three quarters of the way through, so I won't say anything about anything because I don't know what you want people to know and what you don't. So you just explain what the book is, and then we'll talk about the background and the other books you've written.
Okay. It is really hard with psychological thrillers to tell a little bit about them without giving away yeah. any of the surprises that are coming throughout the book. And this one I find particularly difficult. But it follows the story of Beth, who, following a car accident, wakes up in hospital with 5 years of memory missing. She doesn't remember moving from Australia to the UK, and the man...
It's set in Cambridge, isn't it? She's now living in and around Cambridge.
She is, yes. As it heads up towards Fenland, kind of out in the villages. And the man sat by her bedside, everyone tells her, is her husband, Rob, a man she doesn't remember meeting and certainly doesn't remember marrying. Unable to get hold of her family in Australia, she is discharged to Rob and they go home. But Beth can't quite shake the feeling that something isn't right. But she doesn't know whether to trust her own instincts because she's missing so much information. And the book follows Beth as she tries to work out what exactly is going on.
Yeah, I think that's a good starter without giving too much away. But it's it is great. It is I hate to use, it's just the kind of cliche of it's a page turner. But it's not just a page turner. You read a chapter and I'm kind of going, Oh, hang on. And then I'm like, well, I have to read the next one because you left me on a cliffhanger on the chapter before.
Several lovely reviews have complained that I've stolen their sleep because I stayed up late to find out what happened.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I did think last night, because I have it on Kindle now, it says, because I did the pre-ordering of the book, so it came onto my Kindle this week as well.
Yeah.
So I've switched to that and... because it tells me how much percentage, and I've got like an hour left, and I thought I could stay up for another hour, but I have been good. I'm leaving that hour for tomorrow.
Yeah, it takes a lot of dedication to put the book down.
I know. And that's how a book should be. Mm-hmm. You should get really... And also, the characters are so well crafted that you can see Beth, and I can't say any of the other people that people in the hospital and people she meets along the way. You've got a really good sense of who they are and where they are. So how do you do your research on those?
I do a combination of things. So for Beth, for example, I did a lot of research around her medical condition, which is retrograde amnesia, trauma-based. I spoke to the neurology team at Addenbrookes, who gave me some really good information on that. I did lots of reading of survivor stories of people who've experienced what Beth has experienced. And then it's a combination of taking elements of her from people that I've met or characters that exist in other books and just putting together a whole combination of different elements until she feels really real to me. Mm-hmm. And with my characters, I might sometimes struggle to remember how tall they're supposed to be. My copy editor pointed out in one of the earlier drafts that at one point, one of the characters was taller than Beth, and then in a different scene she wasn't. But I can always tell you what she would do, how she behaves, how she would react in a situation, why she does what she does. And that's one of the reasons I love writing stories like this. You said earlier, psychological thriller, and this is...
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. And it involving kind of family or relationships.
I always say that my books are psychological thriller / crime adjacent / domestic noir / family drama.
What's crime adjacent mean?
It means that it is not necessarily a straight crime book, but they often have crimes in them.
Right, so yes.
So for example, in The Silent Friend, the main character's husband is a criminal. And in Actually, I can't say anything about some of my other books.
No,
but anyway,
say,
crime adjacent.
You just have to be careful, because otherwise you give out the thing that pops up in the middle or something. So,
but at the heart of all of them, it's trying to create really relatable, believable characters that the reader.
So, do you start with those characters and then kind of build a? No, you must have a plot and then build. But then, as you go to write them, you must then know, because you know your characters. Then you can put them in and out.
I kind of come at books one of two ways, and it's either that I have a. Because I think there's a difference between there's what happens in the book and what the book is about, mm-hmm. and those aren't necessarily always the same thing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I start with what the book is about, and then I work out what happens. And then some books, I work out what happens, and then I work out what it's about. But I don't generally know my characters properly until the end of the first draft, because they do things that I'm not expecting. Some characters pop up. For example, Beth is Australian, and she wasn't Australian until the second chapter in the first draft, when she woke up from her coma and was Australian. I was not expecting that. It changed a whole bunch of the book that I had to edit as I went through, but actually she always wanted to be Australian. I just didn't know that until I started writing.
Amazing.
So they kind of come to me over the first draft, and then in subsequent drafts in the edit process they kind of fill out and become kind of well-rounded characters.
And you said this is your fourth book.
Mm.
And in a relatively short time,
yeah,
you must have had all this inside you, and then what, you know, then you've given yourself permission to start becoming the author that you are.
I mean, firstly, when I signed my first book deal, I had already written books one and two, which really very much helped. But I was talking with a friend the other day, and I always thought it was normal to have conversations in your head with characters that don't exist, play out scenes like you're watching a film that you're creating in your mind. And it's only when I spoke to one of my friends who isn't a writer that I discovered people don't do that.
No, I don't think I do that.
No, but I'm always doing that, playing out scenarios and characters, and sometimes those characters and scenarios stick.
Do you write them down?
I've got a note on my phone with potential ideas, potential scenarios, potential questions. I might look at a situation and think, ooh, I wonder what would happen if. And that's actually how this book came about, was driving on holiday in Dorset, and I was trying to concentrate, and there's just a lot of noise and stuff going on in the car, and I really wanted to slam my brakes on and just stop, because I couldn't really concentrate, and the roads are really windy. And but I looked in my rearview mirror, and there was a car driving really close behind us, and I thought that would be a bad idea, not going to do that. And then my brain said, what would happen if you hadn't checked the rearview mirror? And that's the opening scene for this book.
I mean, I'm almost lost for words for saying that, because it is so exciting.
I've given myself goosebumps.
Exactly. Now, where do people get this book? You know, you said it comes out this week, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You've got like a first copy in your hand.
In my hands. So it's available in all formats. So there's an audiobook, an ebook, a hardback and paperback. So people can pick whichever format suits them best. It's available from most book site website retailers. It's also available in Heffers in Cambridge. I believe it's going to go into Bodies in the Bookshop in Cambridge. Niche Books in Huntingdon are stocking it. It's available on Kindle, on Kobo. Kobo actually picked it as one of the biggest and best new ebooks this week, which is quite exciting. So it's pretty much available from wherever you choose to buy books, really.
I think that should be. And it's called The Man She Married. Alison Stockham. Now, said you've got four. Give me the names of the other ones as well. Because
so we've got The Cuckoo Sister, The Silent Friend, The New Girl, and The Man She Married.
That's it, yes. Because I had a panic on that, and I was thinking, but I have read all of them. I very much enjoyed them, and they're all very different, but of a similar kind of, like you say, they definitely all fit in that genre. And have you got ideas for your new next six books or whatever?
I literally sent a new idea to my editor this morning that I'm hoping when I step out from this interview there might be an email going, yeah, that's great, let's do that. So that's book five. Book six, there are a few ideas that might
how long does it take you to write one, roughly?
Well, they come out
or how every, long yeah
they come out every 10 months or so.
Wow.
And the first draft tends to take me about 3 months to write. I tend to like to kind of leave time for more kind of structural edits, because that's, I get the idea out and I can see what I'm doing. Once I have the first draft, that I feel is when the book comes together, when I can move things. For example, with The Man She Married, some of the key reveal moments were moved around.
Oh, okay.
In one of my other books, the main character didn't make it to the end of the first draft, so I had to come back and take them out of the earlier bits. So I like to really focus on the editing process.
Mm-hmm. And what made you go into this type of genre? Just because these were the ideas that were coming into your head,
I think, partly,
when you were writing?
Partly that, and partly I'm really nosy. I like to know why people do what they do, and I find people fascinating, and everyday people fascinating. So I don't think it has to be huge and dramatic and kind of explosions and, you know, all kinds of... although those stories are also very interesting, and other writers do them brilliantly. I really am interested in everyday people doing everyday things.
And what's going on behind closed doors and whatever.
Exactly.
I think it's absolutely brilliant. I am, you know... not to be too much a fangirl, but I could highly recommend this book and the other books Alison reads, especially if you're you know, traveling or you know, you've got some time so that you can read it and not put the book down, because otherwise it's really annoying. And you've got some events coming up, haven't you?
I have.
So which are those?
The official launch event for the book is on the 5th of February at Heffers. Tickets are available from their website. I'm doing that with another local author, Ova Keren, whose new book is out in August. There is an event next Wednesday at Camborne Library in the afternoon. If anyone wants to come and say hello, that would be lovely. And I have an event at Niche Books in Huntingdon on the 18th of February. And there are a variety of other library events coming up.
Where can people find those if they're, or where can find all the information about you and your books and everything?
My social media is a good place to start. Mm-hmm. I have all of the events on my Facebook page, which is Alison Stockham Author. I haven't put all of the events up yet, but I'm in the process of doing that. So the most recent books events are up now. And I post about them all on my social media. So I'm on Blue Sky and Instagram and Facebook and X.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Alison.
Thank you.
Very much looking forward to reading the end of this book. So it's Alison Stockham and The Man She Married. Cambridge Radio.